Now we ask the people that we ask them if they felt like things were going in the right direction right now, or that things are going in the wrong direction as far as ways to address the economic crisis. And not surprisingly, 80% of the Democrats said we're headed in the right direction. 63% of the Republicans said no, we're headed in the wrong direction. And that brings me to the next question. A lot, especially when we speak of the stock market, seems to fluctuate so much on emotion. And we all recall FDR saying the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I want to ask you, do you think our current president, do you think he can inspire self-confidence in the American public and in the market? And if not, is there anyone who can pull this off?
Well, I think he can in the sense that he can kind of deliver the proper messages, which is that, you know, this mix of we're in serious trouble, but we see our way out of it. It's definitely plausible that he can get that across. And if he can't, probably it'd be hard for anybody to do that. But I do think that what we have to get beyond is this period of kind of improvised responses. And it's by necessity that, you know, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve are basically kind of building new tools to try to attack this issue. I do think a big part of what a president has to do is not so much come up with the detailed solution, so to speak, but to kind of send the message and gestures that we're on the case, things will, you know, return just because the cycle always turns, and kind of to be there when it does improve with sort of a longer-term strategy that's not just crisis management. So it's possible. I understand why there's frustration out there, and I do think that we're in this period, obviously, of kind of recrimination and sort of who's to blame for this mess. A lot of that sentiment out there is understandable, but I think it's a phase that we have to really get through.